posters. There are two posters this week.
Start your day at the Torah Way in Northwest London, Friday, 26th of Iyar, 27th of May, 41st day of the Omer, Dayan Yossi David, reading the Klolos before Shavuos. This week's Torah is sponsored by Max Grosnas, Lir Nishmas, Rav Arya Leib, Zechon Levrocha Ben Arav, Rav Chaim Shmuel Lopian, Zecha Tzadik Kodesh Levrocha, whose Yatzai was on Tuesday, and by family Silver, Lir Nishmas, Ben Obechuru, Rav Achosin Nisim Moshe, Zechon Levrocha, Ben Yibod L'chaim, Tomi Dinner, Rav David Michal HaKoyen, on his first Yatzai, which was also on Tuesday.
Paying attention to that. I walked in. Counting the sphere before Seder, no, after
those
the
Seder. People who count after, towards the end of the Seder, on the first night, yes. But eating a whole Shulchan Aruch beforehand, that's having a meal after.
How can they have a meal?
That was the challenge.
How can they have a meal?
Yeah. So the Aruch Shulchan after Kasher, and he says, Vardava Tomua. But then he wants to give an answer, which I couldn't work out. In the brackets. I don't want to take away this year.
So we count before.
Well, yeah, we count before. But there are many people who have a minute to count then, because that was the
smallest. Most people count after the meal.
Lemaisi, we've got a chiyuv the raisa of starting b'layla hazeh in Kedesh Yishu Latinoik. So therefore there's an urged matter to, which counts as manoeva, but when you have a mitzvah which is manoeva, according to Machlokes, where the Pesach is at Chatzos or not, Kaminas, even nowadays, where the Halel can be said after Chatzos with the Brocha, the God is the whole Seder. You might say, should try and eat the Achilas Matzah before Chatzos. Chloifus, yeah?
Yes.
And the Gemara. So, since there's a day that you have to, so it's Zman Oimug, it's got a limited amount of time as opposed to Sfiras Oima. So that will take precedence.
Going to the Rambam, though, it's Mitzvah Daraisa.
It's a machlok. It's subject to machlok. You can make a broch after Chatzos for the Omer. You're not limited to Chatzos. But the mitzvahs of Seder night, you are. Okay. Yeah, so that wasn't off topic. So, very good. by the way, I was just this morning, we were going through a sugi in Gemara Neiruvin. It was connected to Friday. It's interesting. Someone says, makes a neder that he's not going to have wine the day Mashiach comes. So the Gemara Neiruvin, Daf Mem Gimel, says that it's also to drink wine every day, apart from Shabbos. Because, because every day Mashiach can come, and apart, it says Eliyahu Novi, who says not on Friday, not on Shabbos?
It's too busy Friday.
So what's the mean you say every day it's a piece of Yeshua and Chol Yom? You want Yeshua, so what does that mean? Not on Fridays and Shabbos. Huh? Bank holidays not. When I'm busy, don't disturb me. So it says Eliyahu Novi is going to come before. Eliyahu Novi is going to come before. And Eliyahu Novi does not come on a Friday. So one day a week you can drink wine, the Gemara says, on Shabbos. Because Eliyahu Novi will not come on Friday. Why? Because people are busy with preparations of Shabbos. And what will happen is, we'll have to go and receive Eliyahu Novi. Can you imagine? You hear Eliyahu Novi's in town. You're going to sit back. You're going to go and greet him. So you're going to leave the kitchen unattended. And Chalila Vechas, the preparations for Shabbos, it's just a Gemara. So I'm telling you, it's a Gemara. So therefore, Eliyahu Novi does not trouble us on a Friday. And Mashiach can come on Friday. That means Eliyahu Novi has to come on Thursday for Mashiach to come on Friday. And you might not know about it. Beis Din HaGadol will know about it, and you won't know about it. So Mashiach can come on Friday. I want to say something very strange. Mashiach doesn't disturb us on a Friday. Because as soon as Ben David will come, Mashiach will come, we'll have a lot of servants. So they'll be able to take care of the kids. The Gemara says this. The Gemara says. I just wondered, so we're lacking Tzipis Ol Yeshua. Maise, one day, maybe that's why Shmona Esra took the 13 middle brochas. One of them is Bechol Yom. And so Shabbos, Mashiach will not come because Eliyahu Novi didn't come on the day before. But anyway, the main answer to this is let him come. We'll ask him questions why he came or how he came. We'll ask him afterwards. But just let him come. Anyway, it's an interesting observation. Yeah, it says in the Gemara, Tanya, Gemara Megillah, the Lamedalef Amud Beis, the Gemara there says, Tanya Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Ezra Tikin Oim Leisoy, Shiu Koyrim Klor, Shebet Torah Skoyrim, Koyrim Atzeres, Veshebishne Torah, Koyrim Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, so it's a Takonos Ezra to read the Klolos before Shavuos, before Atzeres, and before Rosh Hashanah as well, the one on Kippur. Yeah? So, at first, when you hear such a memra being said, you wonder, is it that we want to get over and done with the Klolos before we come to such a special day? Or is it there's an Indian to actually listen to Klolos prior to Matan Torah, prior to Rosh Hashanah? The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, Bishlema, we can understand very well Mishneh Torah, Kedei Shetich Leishana Bekile Leiseh. Let the year finish with all its curses. Yeah, you come to Yom HaDin, you want to make sure that you come on a clean, fresh page. There's a whole piyut which we say in Erev Rosh Hashanah. Don't know what the minhag by Ashkenaz is, but we have a whole piyut of Tich Leishana Vekile Leiseh, which we do just before Mariv on Leil Rosh Hashanah. Achos Ketana. We say it, we make a big deal out of it. And meaning that we want the year to end with the Klolos. So therefore, Chazal kind of accommodated to make sure that we don't go over Rosh Hashanah and have to read Parshas Kisavim. We have to read it after Rosh Hashanah because we don't want to start the year or go into the year with any curses. Then the Gemara says, but I don't understand about Shavuos. What's the issue? Is Shavuos Rosh Hashanah? So the Gemara says, yes, it's Yom HaDin. Why? It says, Ve'arba prokim ha'olam nidon. And then Atzeres is al peres ha'ilan. We all know the meaning of putting branches of trees on Rosh Hashanah to remind people to daven. On Shavuos, sorry. Rosh Hashanah leilon. It's not actually Rosh Hashanah. Yom HaDin pre ha'ilan, to the peres of the ilan. And we daven for good fruits. We won't go into the subject whether you should daven for a good esrog on Shavuos or to daven on Tu Bishvat. Yeah, but it's become a widespread custom we daven before it starts growing. Yeah, get things right then. But Yom HaDin for Peres Ha'ilan is Shavuos. Magen Avraham says that's where you put branches. So Gemara says, yes, it's Yom HaDin. And therefore we want to read the Klolos of Mechukos before Yom HaDin of Peres Ha'ilan. Interesting, what's the importance so much of Yom HaDin? So I did come across the Meiri. The Meiri says something very powerful. What is Be'arba Prokim Nidon O'ilam? Kavonas HaMishna Levar Shezman Zeh Ratzaloyim HaRosh Hashanah U'meyuchad Le'air Bnei Adam L'tshuva, to awaken people to do tshuva. These 4 points, whenever the Mishnah established that this is Yom HaDin for something specific, it's a day to do tshuva. So the Meiri really explains and emphasizes, yes, the Mishnah tells us that we've been judged on Peres Ha'ilan to know that this is a mini Yom HaDin for certain things which affect our life. And therefore, the Gemara says, get over and done with the Klolos prior to Shavuos. Okay? Now, the Maaseh, this doesn't work so well because we know that it's interesting. The Rambam writes, and the Gemara Megillah brings as well, that there was a minhag in Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael, in Ma'arova. They used to, the Gemara says in Megillah Daf Choftes, the Gemara says, Bebnei Ma'arova maskil oraisa betlas shonim. Every 3 years, they used to finish the Torah. The cycle of Chamisha Chumsha Torah, of the Parshas, which is read every Shabbos, was a cycle of 3 years. So how exactly they accommodate this Indian of reading the Klolos prior? So it seems to be that this is one of the proofs we don't follow Bnei Ma'arova. The Rambam writes, Aminet poshut bechol mokim, the Rambam Perek Yud Gimel, from Ilchas Tfila, he writes, Aminet poshut bechol mokim, that we finish the Torah once a year. It's actually an indication to this in the Gemara and Brochus as well, Davches, when the Gemara says, Vashnai mikra vechatal, when the Gemara says, the Rabbi Barabaye used to think it finished all the parshas and then Mali the Yom Kippur. So it seems to be that the cycle is already, in the time of the Amoraim, they already were particular to do this once a year, finishing the whole of the Torah. Also, this price of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar seems to be as a proof that we do a one-year cycle rather than a three-year. Because it says, Klonish of a Kisov a Parat Rosh Hashanah, and the ones before Bechukoysa. If we do once every 3 years, don't exactly. By the way, the Masachas Soifrim, which according to the Ramban, in one of the Tshuvas, in the Rashba as well, Masachas Soifrim, it's called all the Masachas Ketamis, which we have at the back of the Gemara of the Zohar. So they say it's Talmud Yerushalmi, Be'etzim. And it makes sense, because the Masachas Soifrim is both clearly this minhag, that why is the Torah split to 175 parshias? Every week we read a parsha. 175, because those are the years of Avraham Avinu. And it brings a pasuk about the connection between Avraham Avinu and the union of going through the Torah. And it says in Masechet Sofrim, twice a Shemitah, they used to finish the Torah. It's not 3 years. When it says now Gemara and Daf Chav Tes, 3 years, it's not accurate. It's 3.5 years. Because that's the cycle of Shemitah, 3.5 and 3.5. And they used to finish the Torah once, that makes sense, 175. Right? 50 a year, and 25 for the half a year. So we've got 175. That's how they used to do it. So, the Levush sharpens the idea of what the Gemara says, you want to get over and done with the Klolis. He says, Kedesh lo pitchem pe la Satan. The Satan shouldn't find the pitchem pe. Because if you read Klolis at just before, just close to Shavuos, or close to Rosh Hashanah, the Satan will be mekatrik. Interesting enough, that our minhag is actually to stop, to have enough sukkah prior to Shavuos. And that's the sort we're going to have 2 weeks. We're going to have 1 week. We always make sure that either Nitzovim is before Rosh Hashanah, or Nitzovim Vayelech, and before Shavuos, we make sure that Bamidbar comes just before Shavuos, not to jump in, and this based on the Levush as well, that too close as well, we don't want to read the Klolis, because that kind of brings about the kids to the peace compare. Look what they just read in Shabbos. They read the Klolis. Look what they deserve. They're even admitting that they fall into these criteria. So therefore, we stop a week before. Interesting is Chalis and Tshuvas Mayim Rabim, which he brings, how do the Bnei Marav used to do this? So he actually holds, not the way the Gemara says, that they only wanted to get it over and done with. There was an Indian to read Klolis prior to Shavuos and Kisoveh, and Rosh Hashanah. And the reason for that seems to be, and they used to accommodate it, even though they finished the Torah 3.5 years, they used to make a special reading, like we do a maftir, special haftarah, they used to add on a choivas of what Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said, that you actually have to read the Klolis prior to Shavuos and prior to Kisoveh. So it's slightly not the way the Gemara brings, the Bavli brings it, but that's what they try to accommodate the Tana into the minhag of Bnei Ma'arova, because the Tana actually lived in Eretz Yisrael. So presumably they did like Bnei Ma'arova. So how exactly they read the Klolis? It means you used to add on the reading of the Klolis. What's the idea of reading Klolis prior to Shavuos or prior to Kisoveh of Rosh Hashanah? It's we sell today Yiddishkeit in a very subtle way, in a very pleasant, which is a good thing. We'll soon see. I'm going to talk about the Sedra, about the Klolis. But we don't give the full truth to people and say the severeness that if you don't keep the Torah, because Baruch Hu didn't mince his words. Why are we mincing our words? We have to present it in a nice way, but Kodesh Baruch Hu really went through Klolis, which is Lo Yeshua. It's Klolis which you wonder whether a father would ever think to give his son such a... And we don't inform it to the... So you have to be clear prior to Yom HaDin, prior to Shavuos. It's all fancy, very good, you're excited, yeah? It says that Moshe Rabbeinu chose to curse the Jewish people, to bring Klolis and Kisoveh, even though Moshe Rabbeinu is adding on Klolis to what the Kodesh Baruch Hu said in Bechukoi Sai. Why? Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm very worried. The last time the Torah was given in Har Sinai, less than 40 days later, look what the Yiddish people did. They're creating Amish and Avodah Zorah. What happened? They were so excited. It says you can't rely on excitement always. You can't rely. We're not always up to keeping. We haven't got that excitement always. Sometimes we're a bit down. And we have to realize, even when we are down, we have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even when you're down, there's clonus at the side, that if you're not going to do it, Chalila Vechas, you'll get punished. And a person has to always bear that in mind. And that's why Chazal, we're metaking to read the clonus before Rosh Hashanah and before Shavuos. That seems to be the explanation of this Rafael Miledola, this Shadows and Shavuos of Mayim Rabim. But let's go further. Again.
Did you say that how did they go down to such a madrega in 40?
Yeah, so quickly.
So what was your teretz?
So the teretz is that the klolos were not given yet.
But that doesn't answer how did they go down from one dazardag.
No, that wasn't my topic today. You're absolutely right. We have to dedicate a shir to that. Yeah, but we have to dedicate the shir just to that, uh-huh, to understand where exactly. Yeah, but in principle, Moshe Rabbeinu held that because they didn't have the klolos as a standby for them to realize that even if you're not that got that excitement, you have to be concerned about all your movements. Because if you get something wrong, you've got X, Y, Z. You've got terrible, terrible klolos. So before he was Nifta, he told the Jewish people, I'm afraid, now you're excited. You've got me with amongst you. You're all, how do you say, you're on a high. You're all feeling good. I'm going away soon. So I've got to make sure I've got something to make sure that you guys don't go out of the derech, what we call. So you know what? I'm going to give more klolos, more HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? Now, it says in this week's Sedra, it's all Friday, you want to a little bit of the parsha. Im bechukoisai telechu ve'et mitzvoisos tishmeru v'asitem otam. Yeah, excuse my pronunciation. So the Torah starts with chukot, and it ends off with mitzvahs, and we know that Rashi comments, brings the Torah's koyanim, and all the Bale Musa starts a chetitiyah meilim b'Torah, because it can't be referring to mitzvahs, because it's mentioned mitzvahs straight after. So we talk about Omer LaTorah. But the question is, why would the Torah express itself if it's talking about Omer LaTorah as b'chok? Why express itself in such a way? Say him to you, Amelim Batera. Be more explicit. So I saw Nosson Udman, also from Eitz Chaim. He gives a nice idea, if I read it correctly. And he says, learning sometimes is a chok. We're told, they're not doing me, showing him Pirko, Mea, Vechot, Pomi, to Mea. Sometimes you do Chazor again, and he says, what for? I know it already. There's two ways of learning Torah, the two purposes of learning Torah. One, to know the halachas, and one, purely for limud ha-Torah. That's more for chok, rather than if you're learning to know what the law is, you know to what to how to perform something, that's, it's got logic to it. There is. But if you're learning for the sake of learning, you know it already. You're just going over it again. Or you're learning other subjects which are not relevant to myself. That's more for chok. So it says that's what Chazal made them explain. The chukosa is going on omal ha-Torah. It's going on purely learning Torah for the sake of Torah. And really that shows you wouldn't go in depth and learn Be'amkus, the English law, or any other law. I need to know the law. I don't care how exactly it came about and what it came about. I'm not here. I need to know what to be careful from. That's sufficient. If you start learning in depth something, you start going Be'amkus and something, that shows that it's Teres Emes, that you're learning something which is divine, something which is written by the Amish. And that's why you want to learn it deep and deeper, because it's something, someone... It's coming from, you show the Torah is emes. If you do that, you're guaranteed that you keep the mitzvahs properly always. Because you know it's Torah is emes. You're doing because the Torah is emes.
Is it more important to learn than to learn halacha? Is it important to learn something to learn?
Look,
that's the first
if you
thing.
Don't learn halacha, you haven't got a license to walk about. On Shabbos, you'll have to sit down with the handcuffs. If you don't learn halacha, you haven't got a license to move about. So it's ABC. You have to learn halacha to know what to do.
So what about sitting in kollel just for learning?
Absolutely. That's the real Omer Ve'egiyah. Make no mistake. That's a real Omer Ve'egiyah. We're not saying that, but you have to establish that. And also when you're learning the halachas, there's a way of learning halachas. You don't just learn the dry. You learn it properly in depth. You don't know. You have to combine both. What's more important? What you need to rush? If you don't know how to move about, then you've got a problem. You might be doing Yisurim. So you have to protect yourself from that. Well, we won't go into that subject, but you've got a point now. Then the Torah says, "Ve'im lo tishmeu li, lo tishmeu li, ve'lo ta'asu et kol mitzvot ha'ele. Ve'im bechukotai timasu ve'mit mishmatai tigal nafshechem." So pay attention carefully to the order of the pasuk. First, it starts with chukos, And then it goes to Mishpatim. So the order is, you start neglecting, looking down at the chukos, and then to the Mishpatim. What's going on here? The order is that you first moyes on chukos. It's very logical. It's very logical. You first, things you don't understand, things which are not rational, those are the first thing the person usually lets go of. I can't comprehend it. I can't understand it. Mishpatim are more rational. So after that comes that you... But the problem is, towards the end of the Klolis, we see in Pasuk Mem Gimel, the Pasuk says, Ve'aretz te'azev mehem ve'tiretzet shavetotea bo shama mehem. והם ירצו סבינו. יען וביען במשפוטי מעשו ואת חוקוי סייגר לנפשם. Switches over the order. What's going on here? What's the order of leaving Yiddishkeit? What's the order of doing Averis? Is it first we get rid of the chukim or first we get rid of the mishpotim? What's happening here? So, there is a famous Rav Simcha Zisel, the Saba from Kevin, he writes something interesting. He says, people find it more inspiring, more dveikus in Hashem when you're doing the Seder Avoid of Yom Kippur, even though you don't understand anything. You just know what he's doing. Even that you're not so sure. But the reason behind it is not rational at all, the whole Seder Avoid. But you feel some kind of, maybe it's Yom Kippur, but some kind of dveikus more than when you do an act of chesed. Do gmilas chasadim, you don't feel that dveikus in Hashem. Fact, no? He says the explanation to that is that something which is rational, something which you've got some understanding in what you think you have understanding in what you're doing, you kind of feel you've understood it, you're not doing it literally for the purpose of dveikus b'Hashem, purely because he told me to do so. There's an element of you yourself understanding what you're doing. When you're doing something which you absolutely have no understanding, a chok, something's got no rationale, then you're doing purely because of Hashem's command, not because you think it's that. So therefore the dveikus in Hashem is much, much stronger. On the other hand, we find that David HaMelech says, חישבתי דרכי ואשיב רגלי אל אדבותיך. That's how you're supposed to be. Not אדבותיך, אדבותיך. Yeah? So it says, חישבתי דרכי. I plan my ways. So that means, I'm first understanding things. First planning and programming it. Eventually, says David HaMelech, yeah? We know the famous Yalkut Shimoni, which says, the Yalkut Shimoni writes, אמר דוד לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא ריבונו של עולם בכל יום ויום יש לי מחשב ואומר למקום פלוני אני הולך לבית דירה פלוניס. Every day when I come out I'm planning where and automatically my legs take me somewhere else, takes me to the base midrash. Says ורגלה מביאו יסי לבית הכנסת ובית המדרש הדו דכסיב השיב הרגלה אל דבתך. So it seems to be he first starts with some rationale. He plans, and once his body is programmed after so many times, automatically it takes him into the Beis HaMidrash. So there's three things here. There's three stages, and this is based on a Midrash which is bought in Shemois. The Midrash says, if you look at the Aseres HaDibros, it comes before Pasuk says, V'shoftu es ha'am b'chol eis. So it talks about Mishpatim. Mishpatim are rational. Before Matan Torah, according to some, it was before Matan Torah, some said after, but it's talking about Mishpatim, things which are rational. Then you've got the Aseres HaDibros, and then you've got the Pasuk which says, Ve'eli HaMishpatim Asher Tosim Lifneim. So the Midrash says, Moshe LeMatruna, Shehoiso Me'aleches, Hazein Mikan, Ve'azein Mikan. With weapons on one side, and weapons on the other side. Here too, you've got Dini Milefanea, Dini Me'achareya. What's the message which the Midrash is trying to say? Really, really, to keep Torah mitzvahs, you need both. You need rationale prior, and you need after as well. What's going on here exactly? On one hand, we see that it's the chukos. If we do chukim purely for dveikus and Hashem, that's going to bring us out to do mishpatim, to do HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs, which are rationale, to do it better. On one hand, we see the opposite. David HaMelech starts with mishpatim, and then he goes into chukim. And then the chok comes. So we have to explain that it goes in order. To get a person interested a little bit, you need some explanation, some rationale to what you're doing. Some mishpotim, some logic. But it can't end off there. If a person conditions observing Torah mitzvahs to understanding everything, he'll never get to chukos. He'll start questioning anything which is not rational. He won't move on. And unfortunately, there are groups among some Yisrael who work on that system. We are in a very advanced generation. We have to understand what we're doing. People question. And if we don't understand, not necessarily we have to keep until we understand. There is such a school of thought, Rahman al-Islam. Says, no, you need that excitement, that little bit of understanding, like the Chinuch says, Shorsha Mitzvah. Gives you a little bit of a taste to get you excited over the mitzvah. But that's not it. It's only to bring you about to feel that there's emes in what you're doing. Once you feel that way, you have to undertake to do chukos in a proper way. To do chukos purely because it's Torah's emes, because Hashem said so. If you will get to that level of understanding that the chukos are not rational, and there's the secrets which I don't understand, and I'm still keeping, then you'll eventually go back to those mishpotim which you thought you understood, you thought you've got understanding to what you're doing, and you'll do them because you know that there's soidus which you beyond your comprehension. It says by Shlomo HaMelech, Amarti echkema ve'irechoka mimeni. Everybody knows you go to Parshas Chukas, and he says, Amarti echkema ve'irechoka mimeni. I thought I was wise, and the Torah is beyond. What's pshat? There's a lot of reason to Parshas Parah. There's a lot of reason. Let the mother come and clean up the mess of the calf. Chazal gave ideas behind. So what was the problem of Shlomo HaMelech? The thing Shlomo HaMelech was giving reasoning to all the mitzvahs. When he got to Parshas Parah Adum, he said, I've also got reasons for this. But the Torah still says chukas. So must be that all the reasons I've been given until now, it's not the real reason. I haven't got to the anywhere near what the Kodesh Baruch Hu really meant. So says Shlomo HaMelech, Amarti echkema, I thought I was wise. And I see that the Torah is rechoyka mimeni. So the ultimate goal is to do even the mishpotim without really doing it because we think it's the right thing or because it's rational to us. Because at the end of the day, we'll never get to the bottom reason to why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzaveh.
Yeah.
So the Torah says, Be'im bechukotai timasu, starts off with chukos. It's talking about a person who, as it starts at the beginning of the passage, Bechukos ha'telechu v'et mitzvot ha'tishmoru. In order to keep the mitzvahs in a full way, the mitzvot ha'tishmoru, the proper shmira, you have to come about to keep the chukos, even if you don't understand them. Because if you're not going to learn for that, you're learning just to be things which you understand, then you'll automatically be in Bechukos ha'timasu, and then mishpotai. And then Yanu Biyan, the clause is finished, Yanu Biyan, b'mitzvoisai, yan ubiyan, b'mishpotai ma'osu, b'chukoisai gala nafshechem, yeah? That's referring, mishpotai, that if we condition to have a rationale in all what we're doing, yeah? Then we end up that even the mishpotim which we're doing, we're not really doing Lashem Shamayim. Even that's not Lashem Shamayim. So mimeila, you never reach the bechukoisai gala nafshechem. So there's three stages. We need some rationale, but not as a condition, in order to get us excited to eventually keep the chukos without any rationale. If we will get to that, then the mishpotim which we will keep after that, we'll realize we're doing it Lashem Shamayim. It's very hard to do Lashem Shamayim when we have a little bit of rationale. Like Rav Simcha Zissel said, you do chesed, you do gmilas chasodim, it's quite a new country. You feel bad because you think it's the right thing to do. You're not doing it ultimately because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing that. So even the mitzvahs which you think you understand, you're not actually doing it Hashem Shamayim. So even that goes away. So there's not really. So you've got to do this before and there's mishpatim afterwards. And that's why the Torah was giving in between, because the Torah is kuloi chok. It's all chok, chakak, tigzera, gazar, tielecha, reshut, la'arei, achareya. Because mainly Torah we keep because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants dveikus in Hashem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Shabbos.